My name is Chris Condi. I was the music writer for the San Antonio Current. The San Antonio Current was a, or is a, you know, a free alt-weekly newspaper that survives off of ads. And most of those ads come from restaurants, music venues, and big events. And none of those things are happening anymore. What I really loved about, you know, alt-weeklies is that if something was the truth, I was allowed to say it. Something like, you know, a local business owner was an abusive person, you know, and here is the police report and here is the mugshot. And it's about informing the community because we are part of the community. I identify as queer and I'm Mexican. And so I have just this love for our small, you know, it's actually not that small anymore. It's a really big community of queer artists in San Antonio doing really amazing things. I felt like there wasn't a lot of people giving them spotlight. I am a rapper, and I was told by the official South by Southwest people that I had a show, that I was going to be official this year, but that got canceled. I'm usually talking about what it's like to be, you know, a queer person of color in America. It's the year of the queer, year of the queer. It's the year of the queer, it's the year of the queer. But I also talk about hope and love and loving yourself. And I've been sober for about 6 years now. And so a lot of my music and a lot of my lyrics talk about that. It's a little bit isolating as an alcoholic and isolating as like a, you know, recovering drug addict. It's hard for a lot of us, and a lot of people that I've talked to through Zoom meetings and through Skype meetings and through just phone calls, but we can get through it. I have not thought about drinking or using. I think that's probably not going to solve any problems of mine. Yo, I'm just a person, just a word inside this versatile immersion of rhythm and verses serve to connect the earth with a burst of color. Texture the light that you find the message, reminding our minds of finding the time to ignite our centers. Spirits, hearts, and our eyes that fight at the ever. It's crucial for us to enter into a state of surrender to the higher power, big light, fire power. Our minds devour whatever feeds the ego to find the power. Separate and divide the sour from sweet and let the showers of divinity grow humility. It's the secret charm, I guess, the O-D-E. And I'll be spitting my experience till I die.